Raiders right tackle Trent Brown has been accused of domestic violence. Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey is miraculously healed from a back injury. And Drew Brees is back to throwing NFL-sized footballs. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Kaylin Kaler, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Thursday, October 17th. As part of a lawsuit filed earlier this week, Raiders tackle Trent Brown has been accused of multiple acts of domestic violence against his girlfriend. Brown's girlfriend, Deora Marzette Sanders, alleges that Brown slapped, punched, and choked her on multiple occasions. She also alleges that after they had an argument, Brown threatened to shoot her if she left with their child. These accusations date back to 2018. The lawsuit also reveals that a police report was filed in June 2019 after Brown slapped Marzette Sanders in the face. Brown signed a record contract this past offseason and has started in all five of the Raiders' games this year. Raiders owner Mark Davis has said in the past that he has a zero-tolerance policy when it comes to domestic violence. Head coach John Gruden says the team is aware of the lawsuit and looking into it. Brown tweeted a response. I am aware that my ex-girlfriend has filed a civil suit against me. I deny the claims. They are false. I believe in the court system where I will clear my name. I will not be making any further comment at this time. Based on the allegations, Brown could be subject to NFL discipline under the personal conduct policy. In an email to ESPN, an NFL spokesperson said the league will review the matter. Jalen Ramsey's back injury, you know, the one that kept him out of Jacksonville's last three games, has suddenly gotten better. Ramsey was listed on the Rams injury report one day after the trade with Jacksonville, but the listed reason as to why he wasn't practicing was, quote, not injury related. That's a pretty speedy recovery for what seemed to be a serious injury, which could suggest what many people were already thinking. That this injury was a little bit exaggerated to force Jacksonville to trade him. Ramsey and general manager Les Snead appeared before the LA media on Wednesday, but they wouldn't commit to the star cornerback playing on Sunday. Ramsey said his back is feeling pretty good, actually, but said he still must get completely healthy and acclimate to his new team before he plays. The Rams desperately need Ramsey to play right now. Because, one, they're in the middle of a three-game losing streak, the first of the Sean McVay era, and two, the Rams' defense has been suffering from several injuries, and Ramsey could make a real impact. Not to mention the haul that they sent to Jacksonville just to get him. Two first-round picks and a fourth-round pick. So Ramsey is valuable, and the Rams would love to see him on the field this Sunday. Saints quarterback Drew Brees is back to throwing NFL-sized footballs as he recovers from thumb surgery. Brees had been throwing smaller footballs earlier this month, but during a radio appearance on Wednesday, he mentioned he graduated to the regular-sized NFL football. Brees hopes to return Week 8, but the team may not let him return until after their Week 9 bye. The Saints quarterback tore the ligament in his thumb during the team's Week 2 game against the Rams. He underwent successful surgery the following week and will wear a brace upon his return. The Saints are 4-0 with backup quarterback Teddy Bridgewater leading them, and they'll head to Chicago Sunday to take on the Bears. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.